Okay, today's daf is Bikurim, daf Yud Aleph, and we are on the last couple of lines here of the first parak of Maseches Bikurim. The last Mishnah here in Bikurim had told us what is the halacha if one buys a certain number of trees. If you buy trees, so then does that mean automatically that land comes with it? And this Mishnah has to, as the Rishonim do, has to be read along with the Mishnah in the discussion of Baba Basra, because there the discussion is what about in terms of Dinim Amunis? If I sell trees, do I sell land with it regarding Choshen Mishpat? Here it's regarding Bikurim. Is it who owns the land in terms of being able to say the Psukim, the Kriyas HaBikurim? So the Mishnah says if you sell three trees, maybe Vekorei. Right, maybe Vekore, because everybody agrees, three trees, you're Konek Karka with the trees. Two trees, that's the Machlokas. Remeir says even two trees. We Paskin, like we said earlier, that's a Suffolk. And one tree, for sure not, unless it's explicit. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. Kana Elon Vik Karkao, maybe Vekore. So then it's explicit, so then obviously you own the land. And then we went the Rabbi Yehuda argument what we said had earlier in terms of the Arisa. So before we get back to that, I mentioned that we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha of three trees, so again, what would you say? Three trees because you own the land. That's the mistama. You own the land underneath. You own the land around. But if you look in the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel here of Bikurim. The Rambam's formulation is Hakone Ilan Echad Betoch Sada Chaveiro Eino Maybe Lefishe Ein Lo Karka. Buy one tree, then you're not maybe because it's not yours. Vahakone Shloshi Ilanos Yesh Lo Karka. Right, if you buy three trees, then Yesh Lo Karka. V'afalpi She'ein Lo. V'afalpi She'ein Lo Elah Ilanos Bilvad Hari Hu Kamisha Kana Karka. What's the Rambam talking about? He says, if you buy three trees, you have karka. And even though you only have the trees, it's as if you bought the karka. What's he talking about? He says he bought the karka, and then he says, it's as if you bought the karka. But you didn't really buy the karka. But if you didn't really buy the karka, then why should it be good enough for Bikurim? What's he talking about? The Ravid jumps on the Rambam and says, Loki, Ela Mibnesha Stam Kani Mem Karka. The Ravid says, three trees, Mistama, you bought the karka. It's nothing like Ki'ilu. So the pirish below karka, you know, maybe if you say beferish no karka, then you don't bring. So what exactly is the Rambam talking about? The Yar Sameach on this Rambam has a long piece, a couple of columns. We'll just read one paragraph from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim on this Rambam quotes. He says, "What's the Rambam talking about?" Right? V'yesh lomar d'das haRambam de beemes bekana shlosha ilanos etzem akarka ena knuya lo begufa. The gufa karka lo batil lagabe ho ilanos. You didn't buy karka. You didn't buy karka. You bought three trees. Three trees are significant, and the ground is not batil. Rak deschus netia vizria hu sheyesh lo ba karka lo olam. But you have the schus of the karka lagabe the trees. You don't really own the karka. You can't build anything else on the karka. But lagabe, planting the trees, let's say if the tree dies, could you plant another tree in that spot where the old tree was? It's yours, lagabi, that. V'zeo debatel agav ilanos, shemachalo, sheyilo sade ilan la'olam. V'alkein, zeshekatzav ha-rambam. V'yavo v'shein lo el ilanos bilvad. Ratzalomar, tahare gufa karka ina knuyolo. Rak shmikomakom shaper, maybe bikurim. Why? Vari kamishi yesh lo karka. The kivan de la inyan zchus netia vizriya hari karka knuya lo la'olam. Regarding the zchus, the zchus of the trees, lagabi the karka. That's what you have. You have to come up with some type of middle approach. That you do own it, but you don't own it. Because the Rambam uses both of those formulations. So that's what Reb Chaim does. The karka is yours, lagabi the trees. But it's not yours, lagabi anything else. So you don't really have the karka, but it's enough for bikurim. Alkein shapir havi bechlal ha'adam ashen asatali u'mikri shapir ad mascha. And then he goes into what's the halacha with one tree and other trees, but that's how he comes up with this middle formulation. Yeah, we have that sometimes, that you sell something, legabe, you sell a tree, right? Ein adam makra davar shel bala olam. But you sell a tree, what's called deka l'peirosef. The Gemara uses that lashon. You're selling... If you try to sell fruit that didn't grow yet, that gets into the machlokas of Adamakna Eid Adamakna Dovash Lobala Olam. But what if I'm selling the tree Lagabi, the future fruit? Right? Dekel Lipe Rosav. So that could work because you're selling something that's tangible now. You're selling the fruit potential that's in the tree. So that's not lo bala olam, that is bala olam. That's the tree. It's the tree, legabe, it's fruit. So the, you know, what you're actually going to eat isn't here yet. But the kinyan is enough to be chal on the tree, deka lepirosa. So here too, it's like somewhere in the middle, right? You don't own the goof. It's just legabe, something that, you know, you have enough of a kinyan there. You have enough of a kinyan there. You know, it reminds me a little bit of Ritvan Kiddushin. Maybe it's similar. Again, sometimes you don't have a kinyan in the goof of something. It's just legabe, you know, usage. Like you don't own the karka, but you own the karka legabe planting the tree. So there is a discussion in Kiddushin and Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. Just thought of the parallel about kinyan she'ela. Kinyan she'ela. So you borrow something, and we know a shoel is kona, right? Well, a shoel is chayiv and onsin. Why is a shoel chayiv and onsin? I'm borrowing something and an ones happens. I'm chayiv because, you know, I was responsible. I did something wrong. No, of course not. It was an ones. So why is a shoel chayiv and onsin? So the Pashut understanding is that a shoel is a partial owner. Because you're allowed to use it, so you partially own it. And an owner suffers the loss of onsin, even though it's not his fault. Right? He's the owner. So it's his fault. Different than, let's say, Geneva, where the kinyanim are for a different purpose. But the Gemara says there in Kiddushin and Daf Mem Vav, by a shoel, where is it? Here it is. Hashoel karta mechavero. Bikabo kino, lo bikabo lo kino. If you borrow an axe, once you use it, then you're kone. When does the kinyan she'ela start? Does it start when you pull it? Meshicha? Kinyan Meshicha, says the Gemara, says the Rav Huna, no, only when you start using it. When you start using it, so that's when the Kinyan kicks in. So asks the Ritva, Tamiya Milsa, Tahashe'ela Matana Liyome Almanas Lahachzir. Every line of this Ritva is important. The Ritva says, isn't She'ela like a Matana Almanas Lahachzir for the time period of She'ela? Va'amailo Kanya Shol B'Meshicha. Why isn't it like a regular Kinyan of an item? Right, you kidding? You could be koneh through Meshicha, koneh through Agba, kimatanas betaltel into Alma, to havi lizman. If I makna you something for a certain amount of time, to mikni be Meshicha. Visu, and if you're telling me that Meshicha didn't work, kiva delo mikni be Meshicha, my mikni be bikua. Right? So then, if you didn't work koneh by Meshicha, so why does using the axe work? Shelo matzinu kinyan ze b'shumakom, she kli nikne b'haschalas malacha. Right, we know kinyanim. Look at the Mishnayos in Kiddushin. Kinyanim, Meshicha, Hagba, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, all difference of kinyanim. You never see kinyan of Hishtamshus. Right, so what is going on here? Ask the Ritva. Bika bo kino, vitirates li rabenu nero. So my Rebbe, says the Ra'a, one of the Rebbe, de lahachi lo mikni kli b'she'ela b'meshicha. Well, I know, it's not kone. Why mishunta b'she'ela lo mikni le guf hakli klal, ela tashmish shebo. You are not being kone the kli. You are being kone the usage of the kli. Ve'ina tashmish shehu roi liknas b'meshicha. How do you pull the usage? Right? You can't pull the usage. You own the kli, the gabi, the usage. So it's not a kinyan aguf that meshicha would work. It's a kinyan how you kone the usage. That's Rav Huna's chiddush, that you kone the usage by using it. Kishem shein osios liknas b'mesira. Interesting comparison. Again, every line here could be have a shir klali about. Luchuda, just like you can't osios, right? If you have a shtar that Reuven owes you money, you can't just give it to somebody and now Reuven owes the other guy money. It has your name in it. So just like osios can't nikas b'mesira, linyan shibut shebahem, shein meshicha kone ela b'moshech guf ha-davar ha-nikne. And therefore this, you're not buying the davar ha-nikne, you're buying, so to speak, the mashmos. Skipping a couple, a little bit. Of a gufa aknile. Mashaki b'shoel, delo mikni le gufa. Toha mischayev mistome ba'onsi. Vilo avikani le hecha mechayev soma ba'onsi mamona. Lavadi lo kani gufa. V'chulu. And he continues, eina nikne b'shicha v'agba. Fateh b'mikni b'bikuha. Right? And it might even be a din drabanan. Lavdina takanta drabanan. They should be kone in some way. Anyway, but this is another example that you're not kone an item for itself. But you're kone legabe something. So again, it's a mashal. Like the Reb Chaim says here, to explain the Rambam, you're kone the ground legabe the trees. Legabe what you could do with the trees. But not the ground gufa. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now. So the Mishnah said, The Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, sharecroppers can be mevi bikurim, right? Arisus v'chakoros mevi'in v'karin. They could bring bikurim. And that's against the Mishnah that we had earlier. The Mishnah we had earlier said that arisus v'chakiros cannot bring bikurim. We had on Heyam Abayz that a shliach, right, a shliach in Eved and Isha cannot bring bikurim, right? So Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on what we had earlier in terms of the sharecroppers. So what is the case of machlokes? Ask the Gemara, right? Which type of sharecroppers are we talking about in the Mishnah? So machlokes between Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what, sharecroppers is up to machlokes. Meaning, which sharecroppers are really called the owners? That they could be maybe vikore. So the first day, Rabbi Yochanan says, chakuri bati avos himas nisa. Right? Old time ancestral sharecroppers that have been working on our field. These sharecroppers that worked for my father and my grandfather and my great-grandfather, they've been there for years. So I'm never going to get rid of them. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says that a sharecropper brings bikurim. And the Tanakhama says, no, even that's not good enough. That's the first day up. Whether the chakire bate avos. The Tanakhama says, even there ein mavin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, mevi'in v'karin. Look at the Mara folder for a minute. Mevi'in v'karin. These types of sharecroppers could even bring dahu kekani lahem. It's ki'ilu, it's niknet to them. V'lomi boy l'shliach l'bala sadeh. Not only even as a shliach for the bala sadeh. Afilu hein atzman mevi'in v'karin. Whatever portion they get in their sharecropping, remember the two types of sharecropping, either a percentage of the produce or of the profit or a fixed amount, right? Chakiris and arisus. So the Ramara Fold explains to Rabbi Yehuda, either one, either for themselves or for the bailim they could bring. That is wamsha. Meaning, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, if it's stama sharecropper, so then he can't bring. Only this old-time sharecropper that you would never throw off the land. And Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, right? A different, right? Machlokes b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, right? Either Chakuri about the Avos, or Rabbi Yochanan says, Beba'ale arisios v'chakuras imastisa. That means professional ones. Not dafka ones that have been there for years. The professional sharecroppers. There are different qualities. So also they are professional ones. Maybe you're not going to throw off because they're professional. You're not going to ask them to leave so quickly. So Havin Boy Maymar, four lines to the bottom. Havi Boy Maymar, they thought to say, Mad Amar Babali Arisus Vakiris Imasnisa, right, according to the second day, that it's professional ones, Haba Aris Vakakur Lo. But Stama Aris Vakakir is not good enough. Right? It's not good enough. Ba'aris Lasha Uvakir Lasha. Right? But, you know, for temporary sharecroppers that you just like pull in for a day or a week or a month, that's they're not going to be able to bring bikurim. Ha ba'aris la'olam v'chakir la'olam maybe. But if they're there for a long time, right, if you have an aris la'olam chakir la'olam, so then that's like the professional ones. If they were going to the second day, you would say even non, right, even non-ancestral ones, but as long as they're professional, even if they're not professional, if they've been there for a long time, that's good enough. And also Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chiyah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, no. Afilu ba'aris la'olam v'chakir la'olam eino mevi. No. Even if they are there for a long time, maybe not. Lama, according to the first day of Balei Arisos v'Chakiros, he must nisa. Meaning the issue is like the, you know, professional. The issue is in time, and therefore you thought the second day a Balei Arisos v'Chakiros was professional, and therefore you're not going to get rid of them, and therefore even ones that are there for a very long time. No, it's not just a time issue; it's a professional one, and therefore that's the second day. Only professional sharecroppers, I don't know, that have a certain type of degree, are the ones that can bring bikurim, but not others. Okay, Hadra Lachyesh Mevi'in, and now we get into the second parak here, Maseches Bikurim. This second parak has a lot of comparing and contrasting Truma and Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. So we start off, Truma, so first Mishnah is about, what does Truma and Bikurim have that Maaser Sheni doesn't have? Right, that's the first Mishnah. Hadruba v'avikurim, chayav en alayhem misa. Chiyav misa bidei shamayim. Misa bidei shamayim, if one eats truma, bemezid. And one is a zar. And bikurim, if one eats bikurim, that also, one is chayav misa bidei shamayim. When is this? The Gemara in Makos, in the Bavli, says in Daf Yotes, this is only once they come into the Beis HaMikdash. That's when there is a chiyuv misa. Beforehand, maybe there's a lav, but only once they come in, maybe only once they're put down, but that's the iser of, and with an onesha misa, bidei shemayim. The Rambam talks about this. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs has the losaseh, kufmem gimel is the iser of eating maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Kufmem tes is the iser of kohanim eating bikurim outside. You have the whole group of isurim of eating outside Yerushalayim here. I'll read kufmem tes, because that's what we're talking about here. What's unique is the bikurim one. Shehizir akohanim me'achol bikurim b'chutz. You cannot eat it b'chutz. Utrumas yadecha. Ubal kabal utrumas yachadecha elo bikurim. The trumas yadecha, that phrase means bikurim. Shehu lo hi niach bazeh pasik dover shutan avas makom shelo zachro. Because this pasik, if you look in this pasik, pasik in Re'ei, I think this, we mentioned this before, it's the only pasik that has like eight mitzvahs that I learned out from this one pasik. Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha. Ma'asher degoncha tiyoshev yitzarecha v'chores b'karecha v'tzarecha. Right, that whole pasik. And every word there is a different iser. Utrumas yadecha is in that pasuk. So we say trumas yadecha, that means bikurim. That's bikurim. And the Rambam says there's nothing else that's not on the list explicitly except bikurim. V'yomar bechal trumas yadecha hua bikurim. Below safek, shebir bohem she'tu'unin havas makom. That needs havas makom to the base of Mikdash. Amnam ha'truma, wait, you say this is talking about truma, trumas yadecha? That has nothing to do with the Yerushalayim. Hine yaduahi she'ena tu'un havas makom. Ve'ech yazir milecha losa b'sharecha. What's the iser of eating truma bisharecha? You're allowed to eat truma bisharecha. Truma is only zrayim. It's not kachim, to use our lashon. Right? So therefore, that can't be what the pshat of the pasuk is, trumas yadecha. It must mean bikurim. V'lashon sifri lo ba kasav ela la'ocha bikurim shalokara alehen shu'over belosase. Without the kriya. So again, once, for bikurim to be in the parsha, but not enough, right? For it, if you're at Bikurim before it went in at all, maybe there's no Misa B'Shamayim. It's not fully maybe Shein Bikurim, but once you bring it in and then one eats it, Bachutz, so then that is, that's the Isser. V'kvar Yisbar B'sof Makas, Yedachayim Aleim El HaKodim She'Yenichem Bazara. Avash Yenichem Bazara Hu Pater Aleim Al Bishalo Kara. Ubi Bikurim Gamkein Atanai Shem Maiser Sheini, Yedachayim Aleim K'sh'Ochlam Bechutz, Kol Mish'Ochlam Atchir Pnei Abayis, U'Kshiyocha Mayhem Kol Mish'Ochlam Arayjer Pnei Abayis. He continues, this is the Isser. This is the Isser of a Kohen. Yisrael is Chayav Misa, even after, obviously, Hava and Kriya, because it has a status of Truma. So Truma and Bikurim, there's a Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim for a Zar, or a Kohen outside, maybe. Va'achomesh, and if I eat it by accident, if I ate it B'shogeg, I have to pay a Chomesh when I pay back the Kohen, the Truma, or the Bikurim. A Chomesh, which is what we call, again, 25%. 25%. V'yasurin lezarim, and it's usher for a zar. The Gemara is going to talk about what's that adding. We already said it's misa b'dei shemayim. It's obviously usher to a zar. V'hein nichse kohen, and they are property of a kohen. What is that? So the Rishonim always say the litmus tests of, and the Marafoldes summarizes them. V'hein nichse kohen l'kadish b'henisha. Right, could a kohen get married with truma and bikurim? Yes. V'liknos ben avadim u'var karkos, and to do business with to buy avadim. Ubalchov gove mehen, and a balchov could be gove from truma or bikurim of a kohen. V'olin bechadumeya, and they are batel midrabanan in 100. Right? We've been talking about Arlo was 1 in 200. Arlo and Kilei Karim are 200, the only ones. And truma, and anything like truma is batel b'meya ve'echad. Right? And that's the truma and bikurim and chala, all batel, one needs to wash their hands for eating truma, where the Marafolda says afilu peros, even fruit, meaning our minhag is to wash hands for bread as a zecher to washing hands before eating truma, and the poskim talk about why we only do that for bread, right? If truma could be tirosh v'yitzhar at least also, and according to the Rambam, all fruit. So why do we only wash hands, the takana drabanan, for bread? If it's connected to truma and here you say migdash, we want to be ready. Okay, the mefarshim talk about it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah has a summary of that at the beginning of Hilchos Suda. And if Hilchos Yadayim. Tirbichet Yadayim, Arif Shemesh. And Arif Shemesh, if there is a tevul yom that is tamei, and he went to the mikvah already, so then he has to wait till sunset in order to be able to partake of truma, truma and bikurim. That's the first mishnah in Shas. Right, mei masai konim echrasim lechol trumasan. Whenever there's a tefil yom, if he goes to the mikvah, he could already eat meiser sheni that day. That day, meiser sheni. That night, he has to wait for truma and all related truma issues, and the next morning for kachim. And he can bring, if he's one of those tefil yoms that also has to bring a karban, a mechusre kapara, as it's called, then he has to wait till the next day to bring the karban and eat kachim. Right, there's a whole. I think the second parak of Krisus is mechusre arba'a mechusre kapara. Right, the Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzora, the four Mechusrei Kapara, and I think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it says also a Ger. Machlokes Tanoim, if a Ger is called Mechusrei Kapara, because he also had to bring Karbanos. So we have Harif Shemesh, so Truman Bikurim, Yadni Harif Shemesh. Hare Elu B'Truma Bikurim, Mashein Kin B'Meiser. Not Meiser. Meiser Sheni doesn't have any of these. Meiser Sheni doesn't have B'Sabdei Shemayim, Chomesh, but a czar is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and Harif Shemesh, as we just said, is not needed. Hachuma v'bikurim v'chulu, what's the source? How do you know Misa v'dei Shemayim by Chuma and Bikurim? K'siv hinei nesati l'chaz mishmeres trumosai. The double lashon of trumosai is used. So trumosai, the double lashon, we say, two trumas. That means must be truma and bikurim. Truma and Bikurim. Look in the Mara folder, first wide line. V'kivan sh'ra'inu, sh'at Truma v'Bikurim nikru mishmeres. Since we see, it's Trumosai, it's a double Trumosai, and it's next to the word mishmeres. Right next to the word mishmeres, that's in Bamidbar, in Korach. Shtei Trumos, sh'at Truma v'Bikurim. And then you extend that to Parshas Emor, where it talks about v'shamru es mishmarti, and now we know mishmarti is a reference to trumosai, which is both, and it says v'lo yisu alav chedu meisubo ki yichalalu. So you use the pasuk from Korach to teach me trumosai is truman bikurim, and that's next to the word the mishmeres, and it also says the word mishmeres in emor and related, and there it's talking about misa b'dei shemayim. Truma dechsev v'lo yisu alav chedu meisubo ki yichalalu. And that's how you learn truma and bikurim for misa b'dei shemayim. Ha bikurim dechsev v'havesem sham shama. By bikurim it says in Re'ei, ha'vesem shama, the whole pasuk says, olo seichem zevchechem v'espasho seichem v'eschumas yedchem. Right, chumas yedchem. That's what the Rambam quoted before. Put those words in. Elu ha bikurim. That's the bikurim v'tichsiv v'dachach ha'choyen atene miyadecha. Chumas yedchem. Chumas bikurim and yedchem is from the word yadecha that's connected to bikurim. Fine. So the Gemara says, O nomar b'kachim ha'kazim adaber. What do you mean? Maybe it's talking about kachim. Maybe it's talking about kachim. And kachim is a chiyav kares, chiyav b'sivei shemayim. Why do you say he's talking about bikurim when it says in the pasuk, k'siv kares b'kachim? No, you already have kares by kachim. So if the punishment is kares, kares and misha b'shemayim are two different things we're going to talk about. So if you already have kares for achilas kachim improperly, so it can't be talking about, so the misha b'shemayim can't be talking about kachim, so it has to be talking about bikurim. V'ye misa v'kares b'kachim, maybe both. Maybe kachim is misa and kares, says the Gemara. V'chiyesh meis v'chozer v'meis. Can you die twice? Right? Kares and misa b'shemayim are in the same type of world. So you can't do it both. So therefore, because it can't be referring to kachim, so it refers to bikurim. Ke'ada detani. And after all, we know that there are different ways. There are different punishments. The Brisa says, and those who are familiar with the end of Moed Katan, this is also discussed then. The different types of death. Hameis v'chamishim shana. If somebody dies in their 50th year, which we would call at age 49. In the 50th year, meis b'ikaris, that's called a misa with karis. Somebody dies at that age. L'chamishim v'shtayim, misa Shmuel Anavi, because Shmuel Anavi lived till 52. L'shishim, misa ha'amura batora. We'll see all of these. Shishim is the misa ha'amura batora, misa b'dei shamayim. L'shivim, misa shel seva, 70. Right, we say that's in Pirkei Avos. L'shmonim, misa shel zikna. 80 is zikna. Mikan ve'elech, chayitzar. Right, and after that, it's difficult. Post 80, it's difficult. Stop there for a moment. If you want to look, again, we're not going to talk too much about this, but if you, many of the Mefarshim, if you look at the Ramban, we'll start with the Ramban, or the Rakhanadi is also, the Ramban, at the end of Achremos, has a long piece. and Rabbeinu Bachai has an even longer piece about the differences between Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim and those types of punishments, based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, but also within Kares. Within Kares, the Ramban says that there are different types of Kares. V'hinei, the Pasuk says there at the end of Achremos, v'nichrasu anafashos ha'osas v'karev amam. Zaro nichras v'yamav nichrasin, Rashi says. Kares is, one's children are cut off and his days are cut off. V'hinei b'krisus b'torah shlosha inyanim, says the Ramban. Three types of Kares. Ho'echad sh'nemar bo v'nichras ha'ishahu. Vasheni sh'nemar bo v'nichrasu anafashos ha'osos. V'nichrasu ha'nefesh ha'hi milafanai. Vashlishi, hi kares ha'nefesh ha'hi avona ba. Ubir ha'inyan. And the Ramban explains, and again, this is beyond us and above us, but it's the Ramban says it, so we'll try to get a little, what we can. Ki ha'ochel chelav odam v'hut tzadik. What if somebody, he's a tzadik, and there's one time he, you know, his taiva overtook him and he just wanted to eat something that's chayiv karis. V'hut tzadik v'ruba z'chuyos av ogavar ta'avasu ala v'nichsha ba'aveira ha'hi. Yichrusu yama v'yamos that he's going to die before 60. So then he will die young, says the Ramban. But his nefesh will be perfect. His nefesh is not going to be cut off from anything because he's a tzaddik and he's a wonderful guy. But Taiva overtook him. And he did it b'mezin. But what if somebody is not living a life like that? He's not a tzaddik, but his sins are greater. Onesh hakaris shebaavera hachamura magia lenefesh hachotaz v'achash yitvarei min haguf. Then there's going to be some type of kares in the next world. V'hi nechreses mechayi olam hanashamas. U'bimechui ve'akaris hazeh romez hakosev v'nechresa hanefesh ahi milofanai. They'll be cut off from in front of me. Right? That means post-death. So these people will live a long life. Right? This kares is not reflected by physical young death, but a long life. That's two. But if you're a super kares guy, Yardim legehenim v'nidonim shneim asar chodesh lachashem asar chodesh gufan kula kala nishmasin nisrefes v'chulu. Then he continues v'yish kares chomer shneifas gufa v'nafsho. All these types of kares, as the Rambam says, we shouldn't be focusing on too much on what's going to happen lasilavo because it doesn't bring to yiras Hashem or avas Hashem, but enough to what's to understand our Gemara, which just is that there are different types of onshim and different types of ages symbolize. Ma, so back to the Gemara. Ma chamis meimer meis lachamishim meis bi kares. Where do you get 50 before 50 is kares? Kigasiv, because it says al tach resis to a sheva mishpachos akasi v'chulu v'zos asulam v'chayiv lo yamusu. Remember the pasuk, cover up the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, because when the kahas comes in to take it and to travel in the midbar, if they see it and if they act inappropriate with it, they're going to get kares. How old were these? Asulam davar shel takana k'dishal yazun enim beis kodesh kadashim. Don't do something, cover the kalim, so that when they come in to carry them, they won't see them. Viksiv lo yavol eros kevalas ha'kodesh v'mesu. They won't die by seeing it. Viksiv, and how old were these Levi'im? Umi ben chavishim shana yoshim yisvah havodah. Up to 50, they were working. And the lashon of kares is used. So you see, kares, if they're already 50, you know, it's too late. So you see there, kares must be before that, by the age of 50. Rabbi Avin B'Shebereri Tamchum Bar Trefon. Shama Lamin Hacha. You learn from here. Yemei Shenoseinu Bahem Shivim Shana. You learn, Yemei Shenoseinu is Shivim Shana. Where do you see that? Say Mehem, as we'll see. The app that you will have to do a little math, so that you start off with 70. Same in Esrim Shana Shem Bezin Shamala Onshin. The first 20 years take off because we know from elsewhere Rav Sirlio quotes a Chazal by Dor HaMidbar, the Meraglim. First 20 years there's no Onish Bidei Shamayim. Right, and therefore, like the Meraglim, we're only punished from 20 to 60. So if you have, right, that's where I knew there was something. It said, look at the Gruz, the Gersa, Yimashinim, Shimim Shana, Vim Bikvuro Shmanim Shana. He had in those four words. So, you have first 20 are not punishable, Bizei Shemayim, but you start off with 80. Right? So if you take off 20, that's 60. Vikarsin, Karsin means split the 60 in half. So yeah, you start off with you start off with 80. You take off 20, because that's, Bezit Shabbat is not punishment, so you have 60. Karsin, you split that in half, 30. Nimseis Omer, and what do you do with that 30? You add that to the first 20 that you weren't punished for. So the Nimseis Omer, Achameis, Lachamisha, Meis, Bihikaris. So that's where we get, Karis from, by, again, 80 to 60, have that to 30, add that to the first 20 of your life, so that's where we get, 50 from. Maybe we'll stop here by Lachamishim Vishtayim, because we'll talk about one more line. Lachamishim Vishtayim, Misas Shmuel Hanavi. We'll start that with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.